بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This subject, rulings on funerals, is a very important matter for every believer. Choosing it, therefore, is relevant, and also because of the heedlessness concerning its rulings, and that also thirdly because each one of us is in relation to this matter directly or indirectly, either in himself or in his children, his relatives, or in others. The subject matters will be categorized as follows. The first, preparedness for death. The second, rulings on visiting the ill person. Thirdly, rulings on seeking cures or treatments. Fourthly, rulings on the dying person. Fifthly, executing the deceased will and payment of his debt. And sixth, the manner of washing the deceased. Seventh, manner of shrouding the dead. Eighth, the funeral prayer, Salatul Janazah. Ninth, carrying the dead and his burial. Tenth, rulings on condolences or on condolence. 11th, last one, visiting the graves and rulings on cemeteries. Tonight, inshallah, we will talk about the first one, and that is the preparedness for death. Everyone knows that we are going to die. This is inevitable. Every day that passes, then we are drawing nearer and nearer from that moment or to that moment. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26 verses 205 to 206, أرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون. Tell me, if we do let them enjoy for years and afterwards come to them that punishment which they had been promised, all that with which they used to enjoy shall not avail them. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran in chapter 3 verse 185, كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul shall taste death. Every soul shall taste death. And only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception of deceiving things. The preparedness for death occurs by taking the following steps. First, repentance from sins. Repentance from sins. Because no one knows when death will befall him. And this is a matter which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. In Surah An-Nur 24:31, قال الله تعالى وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And all of you, beg Allah to forgive you all believers, that you may be successful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً. He said, by Allah, I ask to turn to Him in repentance 70 times a day. And so the person, if he is indulged in something which is haram, unlawful, then he must abandon it. And if he is relinquishing that which is obligatory, then he should perform. And repentance has conditions to it. The first, the driving force behind it must be the love of Allah and fearing His punishment. And this is sincerity. This is ikhlas. The second is regret. The person regrets and wishes that he didn't do that. The third is desisting, refraining, abandoning the sin immediately. No tawbah is correct from a sin while insisting on it, because this could be a kind of mockery. The fourth condition is the determination not to return to the sin. And so if a person, it is not his intention, or if his intention rather is to return to the sin, then his tawbah. And the fifth condition is that it takes place in the time that is permissible or acceptable for the tawbah to occur in. And this time is of two types, general and specific. The general is the time period extends until the sun, yani as long as the sun did not rise from the west, from the sun setting. قال الله تعالى in سورة الأنعام 6:178 هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي ربك أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك؟ يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. سورة الأنعام 158. Do they then wait for anything other than that the angels should come to them, or that your Lord should come, or that some of the signs of your Lord should come? This is the portinence of the hour, like from that is the arising of the sun from the west. The specific one is before the soul reaches the throat. Before the soul reaches the throat. The second method that the person puts in preparedness is to free himself from the rights of people, either by turning these rights to them if they exist, alive meaning, or to their heirs, if dead, or by seeking the forgiveness from the people concerned. The third is to increase doing righteous deeds. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Kahf 18:10, فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of this of his Lord. So the believer should think and act righteously and increase that. Fourth matter is making abundant remembrance of death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أكثر من هذم اللذات. Make abundant remembrance concerning the several of enjoyment. In another narration, instead of hadim, with the dha, the other narration, hadim with the dha, and it means the eliminator of enjoyment. And in another report, make abundant remembrance concerning the eliminator of enjoyment, death, which is not mentioned in something related to something plentiful, except that it diminishes it, nor regarding something little, except that it turns it abundant. Meaning, the one who remembers death continuously, then the few that is with him would become plentiful. And the other way, the people who have plenty of things, wealth and otherwise, will become little in their sight when they remember the death. The fifth matter is that we are created to worship Allah. We were not created to erect palaces or to roam the earth without a purpose. Allah made the path of uprightness clear. Whoever takes it will be saved, and whoever abandons it will fall in destruction. Every day we witness someone leaving us to the next life, and the turn is coming surely to us. So we should prepare for death. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who make abundant remembrance of death and benefit from that, and to make us from those who prepare correctly for it. إنه هو السميع المجيب وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.